This is Money in Motion with Klaus Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
That's right. This is Money in Motion right here, 1310 WIBA. If you have questions for our retirement planning professionals from Klaus Financial, you can give us a call right now. We'll get you on the air, get your questions answered. Our number here at the station, 321-1310. That's 321-1310. Don't forget Klaus Financial. They are online at KlausFinancial.com, K-L-A-A-S, Financial.com. A lot of great information about Klaus Financial on the website. We'll actually be talking a little bit about Klaus Financial and what they do and how they can help you. But again, you can get a lot of information on them as well from the website, KlausFinancial.com. You can also sign up for the weekly Market Pulse newsletter. A great weekly email comes in your inbox, a little snapshot of what's going on in the markets. Also, a link to the most recent podcast. So again, you can get all that information and get signed up at KlausFinancial.com. Their telephone number, 442-5637 at Klaus Financial. Again, that number, 442-5637. And joining us in studio this morning, CJ Klaus and Malia Cuevas from Klaus Financial. How are you guys doing today?
Good morning, Sean. Doing well. How are you?
Doing real well. CJ, Malia, how are you today?
Great. Happy winter. It's on its way.
It is. Going to get some snow later tonight and some measurable snow, it sounds like, by the weekend. So it happens.
Dang.
Yeah, exactly. A lot of people might be thinking, hey, maybe retire to Florida. And you guys can, of course, help
We're
them
relocating.
With it. Yes, exactly. Maybe we could do the show from. We'll talk about that after the program. We've got a really good show to get to. We're going to be talking about RMDs and some other important information when it comes to being retired and some of the things that you've opportunities there for you. Before we get to today's conversation, let's talk real quick about the Klaus Quiz Question of the Week. This week got another fantastic prize, a $25 gift card for Lowe's. A little tip for the Klaus Quiz Question of the Week. We'll be doing a little bit later in the program. Typically, though, the answer to the Klaus Quiz Question of the Week comes up during the show. And before we get rolling on this morning's conversation, let's look back to last week and do the Klaus Quiz Question of the Week and also get the answer as well for folks.
Yes, so thanks to everyone last week for listening and calling in. We had phones went a little crazy last week. I think everybody wants to retire, so they knew the answer. Big shout out, congratulations to our winner. It was Tom of Waterloo. So
nice.
Thanks for calling in and being our winner. The question was, what is the earliest that anyone who qualifies for a Social Security benefit can begin taking their benefit? And the answer was age 62. So again, thanks for listening.
Congratulations, Tom. And again, we'll have a new question and a new winner this week. Again, listen closely to the program. Typically, the answer to the Klaus Quiz Question of the Week comes up during the show. As mentioned, we're going to be talking about RMDs and some opportunities there, things you can do with those required minimum distributions. Before we get to that, though, we talk a lot about the website, KlausFinancial.com, learning about Klaus Financial and how you guys can help each other, help people out. Let's talk about kind of calling to make that appointment. Are there costs with that? And let's talk a little bit about how a firm like yours helps people.
Yeah, so we just like to once in a while mention that we're not only on the radio, we're real people, and we have a real firm, and we've been around now, we're starting our 43rd year of business.
Wow.
Klaus Financial has two different locations in the State Line area. One's located in Fitchburg area. We're an independent hybrid advisory firm, and we've got the two offices. And we really focus a lot on fee-based planning for individuals who are planning for eventual retirement. And I think there's a lot of people out there who think about retiring someday. So most people fit into this bucket. We offer three different divisions, and that helps direct people's future retirement. So we're looking at independent portfolios we help people run through our KIP and Klaus 360 divisions. And we also assist companies with their own 401k plans. So that's a special niche that we can add a lot of value to. Our first meeting is always complimentary. And what we say is a second opinion can never hurt. So we're really looking for people who are ready to just sit down and go, this is where I'm at, where do I need to go, and what steps do I need to take to get there. Maybe you've already done a good job with that, and you just need a second opinion, and we're always happy to provide that. But finally, a point we try to drive home is that we are your quarterback. We work in that capacity for people for their retirement. So this does separate us a little bit from other firms in that we want to make sure not only are your investments being directed correctly, but more than that, we want to make sure that you've got your accountant in place, your insurance agent, your estate planning attorney, and everybody's coordinating efforts for your future retirement and legacy. So that's really, really important to have someone kind of as that backbone, and we do a really good job with that for people. So please, if anyone's ever interested in just getting a second opinion and wants to see kind of how we operate, give us a call. We'd love to sit down with you.
A telephone number, 442-5637 for Kloss Financial. That's 442-5637. And again, that first meeting, it's always complimentary at Kloss Financial. Again, their telephone number right here in Madison on the Fitchburg office at 442-5637. I know a lot of people are thinking open enrollment this week for healthcare. If you are a person in kind of that decision making or know somebody in the decision making, I'll start thinking about things like 401k plans for employees, and there's some opportunities there with Kloss Financial. You can learn more about that at klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. And if you have questions for our retirement planning professionals, they're here to help. You can give us a call right now at 321-1310. That's 321-1310. So today we're going to be talking about RMDs, regarding when a person must take those RMDs, but also some charitable giving ideas about those as well. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yes, it's funny, Sean. You say these words so naturally now. Yeah. RMDs.
Yes, I remember when I was looking at you guys.
IRAs, RMDs, QDCs, like and you know our listeners are going, "What are you talking about?" So RMDs, required minimum distributions, which can also be known as minimum required distributions, RMD or MRD, all the same thing, folks. It really has to do with when you're turning 70 and a half on any pre-tax retirement account that you have, the IRS is basically saying, hey, we've waited long enough to get some of our taxes. We're going to require you to start making minimum distributions per year. So by the way, don't shoot the messenger, or, you know, we're just the ones telling you about this. I don't know exactly why the IRS does it beyond the fact that they want to get their taxes. This can also come into play when you inherit dollars. So we'll be talking about that in more detail in a moment. But inheriting dollars, whether you're 70 and a half or not, you would have a required minimum distribution if you retitle that inherited IRA into what's known as a beneficiary IRA, then minimum distributions apply. But some you know, important notes. First things first, these RMDs kick in typically when you're the grantor of a pre-tax IRA or 401k after reaching the age 70 and a half. Sometimes people go, no, it's 70. And we say, no, you're thinking of delayed retirement credits for Social Security. DRCs end at 70. RMDs, required minimum distributions, begin at 70 and a half. Don't ask me why they choose half birthdays, by the way. I think somebody was just trying to get us ticked off. But if you withdraw less than your RMD, so say you're 72 years old, you have a required distribution. Malia, in a moment, will talk about how they do that calculation to figure out what that required distribution is. But let's say you pull out less than it. It was $4,000 and you only pull out two. That $2,000 that you missed would become 50% penalized, and you would still have to make up for it. So it's a $1,000 mistake in my example. So not pulling out your required minimum distribution is a big deal. And so, you know, again, it primarily applies to pre-tax retirement accounts, but I will also mention where people get a little confused is that Roth IRAs do not have required minimum distributions for the grantor, meaning the person who made contributions to that Roth IRA. There's no required distributions. This is actually one of the reasons why people like them so much. They can just grow tax-free, you know, until death. However, when you inherit a Roth IRA and then you retitle that into a beneficiary inherited Roth IRA, there are, in fact, required minimum distributions based upon your age at that time. Now, why? I'm not quite certain, because there's no taxes. Right. So even though you inherited the money and it's growing tax free and you're having to pull out minimum distributions, there's no taxes the government is getting. So it's a little wonky to us. But anyway, something important to be known, because occasionally people will say Roth IRAs never have RMDs. And that's not true. They do have RMDs if you inherit one of them.
You know what? They want you to spend it is what they want.
Well, truth be told, I act like I don't really know. They don't want tax-free growth to go on forever. Okay. They want that money to get back into the system, mm-hmm. right? And if you think about it, if you inherited it and you never pulled money out, and then your next one, inherit it, never pulled money out, you could get trillions of dollars outside of the tax system, which could be a little problematic for the government that's already got a lot of debt.
I understand entirely. CJ Claus and Malia Cuevas joining us this morning from Claus Financial. Don't forget, if you have questions for our retirement planning professionals from Claus Financial, they're here to help you right now. We'll get you on the air. Call us right here at the station, 321-1310. That's 321-1310. Don't forget Claus Financial's telephone number right here in Madison. No charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment. Of course, get that that complimentary meeting with Claus Financial. All you got to do is give them a call at 442-5637. That's 442-5637. And online, klaasfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. We'll continue our conversation with Malia and CJ and take your calls next. We'll talk about how exactly your RMD is calculated. We'll find out as Money in Motion with Claus Financial continues right here, 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Claus Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
Hanging out with our retirement planning professionals from Claus Financial. Don't forget you can find them online, klaasfinancial.com. That's spelled K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. When you get to the website, you can learn a lot about Claus Financial. You can also subscribe to the weekly Market Pulse newsletter. Telephone number at Claus Financial, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. Don't forget that first appointment at Claus Financial. That's complimentary. That get to know you kind of kick of the tires appointment with Claus. Again, their number 442-5637. And if you have questions, we've got them here right now to help you out. We'll get you on the air. Our numbers 321-1310, toll free 877-235-1310. CJ Claus and Malia Cuevas joining us this morning talking about RMDs. We learned what they are, why they are. I think a lot of us wonder kind of the how they are. How are they determined? How do we know what that RMD is going to be for each individual?
Great question. You know, I think we want to make sure we drive home a couple things today, mm-hmm. and one of which CJ's done a good job with is remember that your required minimum distribution is exactly that. It's the minimum. So again, how much do you have to take out? You can always withdraw more than the minimum. So sometimes people are already taking income from their accounts prior to the age of 70 and a half, and they'll come to me and they'll say, so I get to take like X amount extra out this year? And I go, no, we just need to cover and make sure you're taking it from your pre-tax accounts, the amount that's required. And perhaps you already are, so it's kind of a non-issue. But for others, they're like, well, I'm afraid that I can't take out more. No, you can certainly take out more. The government would love for you to pay taxes on more. There's not a problem there. We just want to make sure you're taking out the minimum. So keep that in mind. So your withdrawal, the other thing to remember is that your withdrawals will be included in your taxable income. So this is where people don't like being forced to do things they don't want to do. Mm-hmm. This is their money. They know what kind of income they need, and perhaps they haven't been drawing off. And that's why 70 and a half for some people is like, okay, I'm being forced to take this out against my will. And that's never that never feels good. But in this case, just understand that if you have to take out an extra $10,000 or $20,000 because of RMDs, that amount will be added to your taxable income for the year. And normally a firm like ours and other ones you'll work with, we will already send that portion of the tax to the IRS on your behalf. So it's not like you need to sit home and calculate it out, but it is taxable. So how is it calculated? That's always the big question. And I want to send people to the website investor.gov, investor.gov. It's a website hosted by the SEC, the Securities and Exchange Commission, and you can calculate what your RMDs might look like. Or you can go to irs.gov, another good website, and type in RMD worksheet. And it's really a very easy calculation. What we look at is the year-end balance, the final December 31st balance of your pre-tax accounts. And we take that number and we divide it by a distribution period from a couple different tables. And most people are going to be using the uniform lifetime table, which basically shows how many years actuarially you're expected to live. And so you're going to take that year-end balance, and you're going to divide it by the number of years that's calculated on that table, and that will tell you how much you are required to take. Now, there is a separate table. If you have a spouse that's 10 years or more younger, you can reduce the amount you're forced to take out if you follow that table, which can be sizable. I have a client and dealing with just yesterday who's 25 years younger than her husband, and that can be a big difference in how much she's forced to take out on his behalf when she's so much younger and is going to be around perhaps longer. So these are important numbers to make sure you're aware of prior to age 70 and a half.
Fascinating stuff there on that website, investor.gov, investor.gov. And another thing on there, by the way, is questions to ask before you invest. We talk about that complimentary get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. Great opportunity to ask some of those questions as well. Don't forget, you can pick up the phone and schedule an appointment with Kloss Financial. Their telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. They love getting questions, and they even more so love helping you with those answers at Kloss Financial. All you got to do to set up an appointment, give them a call right now. 442-5637 online, KlossFinancial.com. That's KLAASfinancial.com. We'll continue our conversation with CJ and Malia, and we will talk about charitable opportunities. We will do that next as Money in Motion with Kloss Financial continues right here on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
Joined this morning by CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas of Kloss Financial. Don't forget about their website, KlossFinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S Financial.com. A lot of great information about Kloss Financial on the website. You can also sign up for the weekly Market Pulse newsletter. I did it a few years ago. It's a great little snapshot of what's going on in the markets. You can also catch on the most recent podcast as well in that Market Pulse update. Again, just get to KlossFinancial.com. Their telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. No charge for that initial complimentary meeting at Kloss Financial. Again, their number, 442-5637. You're also going to hold on to that telephone number coming up a little bit later in this segment. We'll do our Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. This week, got a $25 gift card, a chance to win that for Lowe's. We'll tell you how you can do that a little bit later on in this segment. Talking this morning about RMDs, and we're going to get another acronym, which is a QCD. Let's talk about RMDs and what we can do with them in regards to charity.
Yes, this is exciting. It was actually a big win for nonprofit organizations and really a big win for Americans who are charitable. And so now that with the most recent tax bill that was passed, average brackets have come down and standard deductions have gone up. And so I don't know how many people understand what I'm saying, but basically the number of people who will itemize now is going to go way down.
The incentive to do it.
That's right. The incentive to do it has gone way down. So because of that, your charitable contributions can be kind of not as beneficial as they used to be because the standard deduction has gone up so much. However, pay attention to this QCD, Qualified Charitable Distribution Rule. It begins at age 70 and a half, and you can have all or part of your distribution made directly from your IRA to a qualified charity, up to $100,000 per year per taxpayer. So this is not a distribution to yourself where you pay income taxes, because as Malia just talked about, it does distributions to yourself add to your taxable income. If you did that, then if you turned around and made a contribution to the charity, it would show up on kind of that personal tax return, right? It would bump up your taxable income, and then you would try to be bumping it down, but due to the higher standard deduction, you probably wouldn't do that. So QCDs is avoiding all of that. It's going directly from the from the IRA to the charity, thereby bypassing your taxable income, right? So you get the full benefit. Now, to be clear, you have to be charitably minded because you still are giving all of that money to the charity, right? So that's an important mm-hmm. step here. Some people go, oh, I give it to the charity and they give it back to me. No. You have to care about the charity, and you can, again, give them up to $100,000 per year per beneficiary, but it applies once you reach age 70 and a half. So again, we're super excited about this because we think more Americans should become aware of this. And those that are charitably minded, or even better yet, those that are already giving charitably, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. Sitting there going, hey, I give $1,000 a month to my local church. Awesome. Are you over 70 and a half and do you have an IRA? Yeah, I do. Well, you should probably be doing a QCD directly to the charity to actually get the financial benefit. Because if you're taking it to yourself and then doing the charitable contribution, I'll bet you're not going to itemize this next year. And I'll bet, therefore, it's not going to be a big tax benefit to you. So please don't mishear me. I get that making charitable contributions is about charity, whether you get a deduction or not. I humbly respect that. Mm-hmm. However, if you can just make a small behavioral change and have a financial benefit out of that while basically having more capacity to give money to the charity themselves, I think it's a win-win-win.
That's a great point you made right there at the end, is it allows you the greater capacity because there's not the Uncle Sam taking their cut out of it before it goes to the charity.
That's
so
right.
It's a great opportunity there. Great information, as always. CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas joining us from Kloss Financial. Don't forget about their website, klossfinancial.com. Kloss is spelled K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. You can learn all about them on the website. Their telephone number right here in Madison, 442-5637. That's 442-5637 for Kloss Financial. You're also going to hold on to that telephone number because now it's time for the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. It works like this. In just a moment, I'll ask you the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. You will then have 30 minutes from the end of today's show to call the Kloss Financial office right here in Madison at 608-442-5637. If you are the first caller with the correct answer, you will win this week's prize, which is a $25 gift card for Lowe's. This week's Kloss Quiz Question of the Week is this. At what age must you begin withdrawing your RMDs, required minimum distributions, from your tax-deferred accounts? Telephone number 442-5637. First call with the correct answer will win that $25 gift card for Lowe's. Don't forget, that is the telephone number for Kloss Financial's office here in Madison. No charge for that initial get-to-know-you, that complimentary appointment at Kloss Financial. Again, their number 442-5637 and online, klossfinancial.com. That's spelled K-L-A-A-S. Financial.com. Malia, CJ, you guys have a fantastic week.
Thanks.
Take care, guys. We will be joined by John Leica from the Goodman Community Center next here on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial. Securities by licensed individuals offered through Investacorp Inc., a registered broker-dealer, member FINRA SIPC. Advisory services offered through Kloss Financial Asset Advisors, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisory firm. Kloss Financial does not offer tax or legal advice. Any opinion offered during the course of this show is the opinion of that particular investment advisor representative and not necessarily the opinion of Kloss Financial.